The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, sticking with travel, there have been many, including the government, telling tourists not to come here unless they isolate for a period. This has led to unease about those who are coming to Ireland for holidays. Visitors from the United States have always got a very warm welcome in the Emerald Isle, but the reception has been a little cooler this time round. The restrictions have left many businesses in a very tricky position, turning away customers, ordinarily an anathema to anyone who runs a business. Liam Geraghty has been hearing their stories.
Americans have given us many things. Space exploration, the light bulb, airplanes, Ghostbusters. But are they now giving us something we don't want?
With the Irish airport, or Dublin airport and other airports here, letting people in from America and not following through to make sure that they're quarantined, there's understandably a lot of anger towards Americans here.
When you come into Ireland, you have to fill out a form. It's a legal obligation. You are obliged to fill it out truthfully. And if it turns out that you haven't been truthful in terms of where you're going to stay, well, then you can be fined or even imprisoned.
On the 29th of February, we had one case. 14 days later, we had 129 cases, most of which came to this country via international travel.
We're encouraging tourists not to come here because now is not the time in the middle of a pandemic.
The government says 4,500 are arriving into the country every day for business and holidays. Only 250 of these are American, but they've drawn the most attention. Not all of the tourists have been following the rules, as evident from the experiences of businesses like Cree Restaurant in Kerry, run by chef and owner Noel Keane.
Obviously, when it was two tables of Americans, I asked them when they arrived, and one group had arrived on Friday, one group had arrived on Wednesday, so obviously hadn't done the quarantining, so I refused them. One of the groups just shrugged and walked away, and the other guy's answer was that he didn't have COVID and it was overblown. I saw one of the ministers last night saying something like, there's only 250 Americans coming in a day. What do you mean only? That's 250 possible cases a day walking into the country. We opened up because of the economy. What happens if we go into a second lockdown? What's going to happen to the economy then? And screw the economy. What about people's lives? People have died over this, and now we've got a handle on it, and we could end up in a second lockdown and a second wave, and we're asking our frontline staff to do it again.
Noel says the task of monitoring American tourists shouldn't be left to businesses like his.
I'm a chef of a small restaurant in a small town on the west coast of Ireland. Why should I be making these decisions? We have politicians well paid to make these exact decisions in a time of crisis, and they're not. The whole country doesn't want to see American tourists right now.
I never thought about it. I just assumed that people wouldn't be coming. You know, if the regulations were there, that they would be prevented from coming, or they just wouldn't come.
Janet Kavanagh is the owner of eWhiz, an electric bike tour and hire company in Kilfenora, County Clare. She had a booking from two American tourists recently.
So I just sent them a message saying, have you done your 14 days? And they responded that they hadn't.
Janet cancelled the tour.
Yeah, American tourists were the majority of my business last year. Certainly the guided tourists, yeah.
So it must be an unusual feeling to be turning them away.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. We wouldn't turn them away. You know, we'd find some way to look after them normally, but this isn't really normal.
Do you think it'll damage our relationship with tourists?
Well, I have kind of thought about that, but I've had a lot of messages on Twitter from people in the States saying, you know, we don't agree with these people going over there and they're in the minority and don't think we're all like that.
I know that a lot of people, people running pubs, people running hotels, will be very disappointed at the decision that government took last night, but will acknowledge that the decision was taken for good reasons, and that was reasons of public health.
I'm Paul Grealish, and my wife and I run the King's Head Pub, High Street, Galway.
Like Noel and Janet, Paul has also had to turn away tourists.
Obviously, there are a lot of Americans who are resident in Ireland, and we've had lots of them in, including students that might have been stuck in Galway, etc. But these particular Americans presented themselves on the day that we were told that flights had resumed into Shannon and that there was a flight in from Texas. We feel that certainly this conversation shouldn't be happening at the door of a restaurant. Like, we are currently the only pub on our street that's open. So you have the likes of Freeney's, Murphy's, Taft's, Chicoli. they're all currently closed. So places such as mine, you know, which is a pub operating as a restaurant, like, we feel an obligation not to mess this up, because there are thousands of other pubs depending on us not to mess it up so that they can reopen. You know, that's obviously been pushed back to the 10th of August. So now we will have to strive to reach the 10th of August and not have negatively contributed to the management of the virus in any way.
Back in Clare, Janet Kavanagh laments the US press coverage her business and others have had over refusing American tourists.
You know, we've been kind of laughing about the fact we've been fighting to get into some of the American press for years to attract people here. And now that when we're telling them to go away, we're getting into the American press. Never been in the New York Times before, Liam, I can tell you that.
Liam Geraghty reporting. We're going to have to roll out the red carpet big time when this is all over, but it's awful that we all find ourselves in this situation.